All right, now we are on to our final game, Lightning, Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Brian Babylon has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Kiri O'Connor and Adam Felber both have 2 points.
We flipped a coin. Kiri has elected to go first. Okay, the clock will start when I begin with your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, Israel called for more international sanctions against blank.
Iran.
That's right. Starting with Iowa this week marked the beginning of early blanking in states across the country. Yes, that's right. Representatives of Britain and Ecuador met Thursday to discuss the possible extradition of WikiLeaks founder blank.
Julian Assange.
That's right. Best known for the song Moon River, crooner blank died Tuesday night at the age of 84.
Andy Williams.
That's right. This week, Spanish immigration officials arrested a man trying to enter the country illegally disguised as a blank.
A banana.
No, car seat. According to a report by the U.S. Census Bureau, blank is both the poorest and fattest state in the United States.
Mississippi.
That's right. Police in Rock Creek, Oregon, easily arrested a man in the act of robbing a home because he blank.
Fell asleep.
That's right. Very good. In case you didn't know, rule number one amongst professional burglars, always get a good night's sleep before robbing a house. This Oregon man was quickly grabbed by the police when he was discovered curled up on the kitchen floor. Things got very tense when he asked for just 5 more minutes and groggily swatted at the officer's nose, thinking it was a snooze button. All right, Carl, so how did Kiri do?
Kiri had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Kiri has the lead.
Well done, Kiri. Okay. Adam Felber, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Jimmy Kimmel received mixed reviews for his stint hosting the blanks last Sunday.
Emmy Award.
That's right. The man behind the blank that sparked protests around the world was arrested in Los Angeles for violating his probation.
Film.
That's right. NASA's Curiosity rover discovered new evidence this week that suggests water once flowed on blank.
Mars.
That's right. Almost 40 years after his disappearance, police acting on a tip in Michigan began digging under a driveway for the remains of blank.
Jimmy Hoffa.
That's right. Pop star Justin Bieber is embroiled in a trademark dispute with the makers of a video game called blank.
Bieber.
No, it's called Jousting Beaver. On his show on Wednesday, David Letterman stumped British Prime Minister blank with a quiz on British history.
James Cameron. David Cameron.
That's right.
James Cameron. That's right.
I think you also may have been stumped on that quiz.
Yes.
A day after his meltdown on stage during a Las Vegas concert, the frontman for blank checked into rehab.
Green Day.
That's right. A Florida man who was pulled over for drunk driving blamed his bad driving on blank.
His car.
No, the squirrel in his shirt. It's true. Mr. Warren Michael III did have a squirrel inside of his shirt, but police suspected that his bad driving was actually due more to the alcohol odor oozing from every pore in his body. More so to that than Mr. Michael's claims that the squirrel was, quote, eating him. Michael was asked to secure the squirrel while he took a sobriety test, which he failed. The squirrel, of course, passed the test and just drove home. All right, Carl, how did Adam do?
Adam had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points and is tied with Kiri for the lead.
Very good. So.
And I did it with a squirrel in my shirt.
You're drunk.
I don't know. How'd this guy get in here?
Brian Babylon batting cleanup. How many does he need to win?
5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
5 to tie, 6 to win. Okay. All right. Brian, you ready?
Yes.
This is for the game. Fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. A riot involving 2,000 workers at a factory in China temporarily stopped production on the blank this week.
iPhone.
That's right. Reporters clarified this week that Mitt Romney was just joking when he said that he didn't know why blanks don't open.
Windows on airplanes.
That's right. Senators Rob Portman and John Kerry helped Mitt Romney and President Obama prepare for the blank scheduled for next week.
Debates.
That's right. After an article in the financial magazine Barron's said it was too pricey, stock prices for the social networking site blank plummeted.
Facebook.
That's right. A British man who found a dying bumblebee on his garden path blanked.
Saved it.
He did, but it was a very specific way. So
mouth that. To mouth.
He nursed it back to health by hand-feeding it honey. Cute, right? In the middle of their 50th anniversary reunion tour, Brian Wilson, founding member of the band Blank, was actually fired.
Queen.
Nope.
No, Beach Boys.
Well, if I let him say James Cameron, I will let you go back on, yes, the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys, yeah.
We play a loosey-goosey when Sega's out of town, right, guys? An investigation by British police into a, quote, suspicious bright light determined that the light was actually blank.
The light was actually a... Oh, God. Oh, nothing. God?
Oh, God.
Ding!
No, it was one of his works. It was the moon.
The moon.
The British constable was alone in a wooded area when he discovered something very suspicious, a huge bright light up ahead that looked almost like it was suspended from the sky. He quickly called to let his supervisor know that he might need some backup because he didn't know what it was, and then he called back 20 minutes later to let his supervisor know that it was the moon. All right, Carl, did Brian do well enough to win?
He had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 14 points, so we have a 3-way tie. Woo! Brian Babylon, Jerry O'Connor, and Adam Felber are this week's co-champions. Congratulations!